Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want us to take a look at this movie. You know, we had a chance to discuss in previous segments about, you know, how there's different mountains in today's society. And one of those mountains is the media and the arts mountain. And you know, where whoever's on top of those mountains really controls the rest of the mountain. And we believe that believers should be at the top of those mountains, which means that they have influence in what's happening in those respective fields. And the movies that are coming out today, they're coming out, I mean, Christian movies, they really are fantastic.
Yeah.
A lot of them are really, really good. They're produced great and have a great story. But there's a new movie about the Holy Spirit, oftentimes, sad to say, ignored, but definitely not denied. And we want you to watch as you're encouraged as these filmmakers go to produce this documentary. Watch this.
The Holy Spirit, to me, is God's presence here on earth.
We're here filming a Christian documentary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yep. About the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
All over the earth.
Hey, listen, guys. Before you go up in there, like, listen.
Listen.
Brian and Fieldy and me, we want to pray for you right now as you're going through, regardless of what you believe, okay? If you've never given your life to Jesus, come up here. Do it right now.
I've never been the same since. And I, you know, since I asked Jesus into my heart and into my life, I've never been the same.
I hold that today, speaking generally, there's been a silent divorce in the church between the Word and the Spirit.
Walking with Jesus, filled by the Holy Spirit, is so much better than anything you could do for God. You know, any work, any art. I mean, because you become the art. You become the work.
It's one of my biggest prayers, two prayers, not to ever be offended by anybody ever again the rest of my life, and to be the perfect conduit for what the Holy Spirit wants to do.
As the church just said, okay, God, no more boxes, no more limits, no more we have to control everything. And we just gave God total control. Yeah, it's scary, but I think that's the way that we are meant to live.
This is a movie about risk. I want to take the greatest risk possible as a filmmaker, to make a movie that is completely led by the Holy Spirit. No plan, no safety net. Just show up wherever he leads me, find the adventure, and make God famous.
Holy Ghost. That's the name of the movie, Holy Ghost. It's going to be released, and the trailer is going viral everywhere.
Wow.
So many people are sharing this. And it's encouraging. Listen, it's encouraging. You heard from some folks like the founder of VeggieTales and R.T. Kendall, who's the author of God Meant It for Good, and many others. But I love what Michael W. Smith said. He was actually one of the folks featured here in this movie. He says that one of his prayers is that he wants to be the perfect conduit for what God wants to do. Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to do. We need to get out the way and let the Holy Spirit lead us. Not, you know, not fleshly led, not, you know, soulfully led, but to be led by the Spirit of God, because those are the sons of God.
All right.
And it's just beautiful to see the Holy Spirit do what he does.
Yeah, he also said, which bold prayer, I never want to be offended again.
Yeah.
Well, did you hear that? Think about it.
Wow.
Think about it.
For the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And I think about that, I didn't catch who it was, but one of the girls, she had said, okay, what if we as the church just said, okay, God, no more boxes. Whatever you want to do, I just want to go where you lead me and say yes.
Wow.
And she says, it's scary, but I believe that's what we were created for.
Wow.
More Lord.
Wow.
That
wow.
is powerful.
Yeah, I just heard a minister here recently say that God loves him. And this is what he said. He said, I thought this was interesting. I just heard it yesterday. He says, yeah, the Lord told me, he said, God loves me. And he says, he really does. He loves me. And he says, you know why he loves me? He told me. So I was like, oh, what did he tell you? He said, he loves me. He told me. He says, because I make room for him. I make room for him. I don't bring my own agenda. I let the Holy Spirit do what he wants to do, and I make room for him. And this is what we need to do. We need to make room for him. I think about Evan Roberts, the great evangelist during the Welsh Revival of 1904, 1905, which, by the way, in reading Rick Joyner's book, The World on Fire, found out that it was the Welsh Revival that actually sparked the flames of the Azusa Street Revival in 1906, and which is pretty amazing, with William Seymour and all those that really, that revival touched the world as well. So they have a common, you know, bond together. But one of the things that Rick Joyner writes about Evan Roberts and how God could entrust this powerful move of God that not only, you know, shook all of Wales to a 26-year-old young man was that this young man knew how to fully honor and respect the Holy Spirit. In fact, out of the four tenets that he believed God gave him for a move of God, the third one was to completely obey the Holy Spirit in everything he tells you to do. And so the Spirit of God is you know, he's humble. He's the most humble of the Godhead. All he exists is to make known and reveal of the Father and to glorify the Son. And if you look at the Trinity, there's such great humility there. Jesus always wants to glorify the Father, and the Holy Spirit always wants to glorify the Son. And it's just beautiful how they are three in one and work together. But I love to see what the Holy Spirit does. You know, God has an agenda, and he's just as he hovered over the water, the Holy Spirit, he still hovers over us. He has things that he wants to say to his church. Mm-hmm. There's things that he wants to do. But he works in cooperation with us. When we partner with the Holy Spirit, you know, then he can do it. He's a perfect gentleman. He's not going to stay where he's not welcome. He's not going to move where you don't want him to move. And so many times we fail to see God move. I heard one person say that many times in today's churches that if the Holy Spirit didn't show up, they wouldn't know the difference. And they wouldn't know the difference because they came with their own agenda and not what the Spirit of God wanted to do. And that's why we want to be able to hear his voice. And we talk a lot about abiding, and we talk about, you know, John 15, remaining in Christ and having a heart that's attentive to the voice of the Lord. It's not just because we want to hear God. It's because we want to obey and do what God wants to do. And God's not looking, you know, for always for us to do something. He's looking for us to yield to him. You know, when you think about it, that all of the Godhead actually walked on the face of the earth. I mean, the Father walked during, you know, the in the cool of the garden with Adam and Eve.
Right.
And Jesus came down on earth, right, and lived and then resurrected to be with the Father. And now the Holy Spirit is upon the earth in the lives of believers.
Amen.
And so he possesses us, and when we yield to him, then he's actually using our hands, he's using our eyes, and he's using our mouths to interact with, you know, his creation.
Mm-hmm.
And what a powerful, powerful place to be, out of the way and totally yielded to God. But in order to do that, you have to be able to honor him and understand that it's not about you.
Right.
You know, it's all about him.
Yeah. I think about like one of the recent things that you had shared, that what God shared with you is that don't neglect time with me to do something for me. And the greatest thing is, like you're saying, it's just like to be able to want to be with him and then take that one step further. And like you're saying, don't bring your agenda. allow, you know, allow to have room for God. Say whatever you want to do, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we want to encourage you today. Make room for the Holy Spirit in your life and in your ministry. Don't come up with your agendas or a good idea. Always allow the Lord to lead you with a God idea, mm-hmm. because that's what He wants to do.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.